Hi, this is Thomas Vogel, and you're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Vogel at SIGGRAPH in Boston, 2006, and I'm with Maurice Patel of Autodesk Systems. Hello, Maurice.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to be with you, and one thing I want to talk about is Autodesk, because Autodesk is this large corporation that recently purchased one of the best-known players in the 3D field, which is Alias, right?
Indeed, yes, Alias, and we purchased them in January of this year, and this is our first show where we're launching brand new products across our 3D portfolio, which includes now 3ds Max and Maya, which was the key product for the 3D animation space from Alias.
Now you have a whole range of 3D products, right? So let's talk briefly about those products so our listeners can get an idea of the breadth of Autodesk offerings.
Okay. Yeah, Autodesk is the leading provider of digital design solutions. It's very famous, obviously, for AutoCAD, but it has a lot of products in the media and entertainment space, including 2D compositing applications from combustion to flame, 3D animation products like 3ds Max and now Maya, as well as color grading, editing, a large range of digital media applications. The Alias had two product lines that went into different parts of the Autodesk. We had Studio Tools, which was integrated in our MSD division, which is the Manufacturing Solutions division. And then we had Maya and Motion Builder, which were integrated into the Media and Entertainment division and therefore joined the product families of Flame Inferno, 3ds Max, and Combustion and Toxic.
Maurice, is the market for 3D animation large or is it growing in your estimation?
I think the market is large and it's definitely growing. We're seeing very strong growth in across our core markets, which are design visualization, games, and film and television. Games is probably one of the most rapidly growing markets. It's growing at about 11% worldwide year over year. We're seeing kind of single-digit growth in film and video and double-digit growth again in design visualization. So, yes, the markets are growing. I think there are more and more people who are using 3D to help communicate their ideas, whether it's a design visualization from, you know, anything that's being manufactured, construction work. Architects are using 3D more and more to communicate their ideas. People are designing everything from casinos to you know, the Freedom Tower are trying to communicate these much more visually than before. And the tools enabling them to do that more simply.
Now, I know one of the questions that listeners would have is that you have two products that in some ways seem to be competing products, but actually are somewhat different, and you're going to go forth with both those products, right?
People would might assume that, for example, we have a lot of products that are similar. We have, you know, several 3D products. We have Autodesk Viz, Autodesk 3ds Max, Maya, and Motion Builder. So we actually have four 3D products in our portfolio, but each one of them has its own kind of philosophy or culture. And so they're very different products. They're similar, but they're different. And they address slightly different user mentalities, user ways of working. There is overlap and intersection between many of these products, but ultimately each one has its own very distinct style, tool set, capabilities, and functionality. And more importantly, each one has a very strong and loyal community that is actually the main asset. The real asset that is the community behind these products. So obviously for us, each product is equally important. And when we look at Autodesk products as a overall, when we look at the portfolio, we have very specialized products. We tend to have multiple products or portfolios of products because we're professional solutions providers. It's not really about providing a ubiquitous, dumbed-down, one-solution-fits-all. It's really about providing targeted solutions that solve particular production needs or particular styles of working or particular user types. And sometimes functionality from one product to another might even be contradictory because different people are asking for different types of things from us. So I think that adding another product solution into our portfolio just helps expand our ability to reach out to a broader community of users. And for us, we see strong growth in both products. And for us, that's fundamental to our business, continue to grow both products.
Now, I think what's interesting is that in my experience, the first time I was introduced to Maya was on a Silicon Graphics workstation, and it was for industrial design use. I mean, nobody was doing animation with it. It was an industrial designer's dream tool. And nowadays, everybody I know that uses Maya uses it not for industrial design, to use it for animation, and nobody uses Silicon Graphics. And it's interesting to me how those things change and how tools migrate into different kind of uses. And now Maya is one of the strongest animation programs, and other things have taken the place for more kind of solid manufacturing, right?
Absolutely. I think what happens in technology environments is that every year you kind of reinvent the wheel. The technology moves so fast. The platforms move incredibly quickly. Each year you have new technology that comes to market. When we look back, it was, you know, In the late 80s, early 90s, it was a phenomenal task to do 256 colors on a desktop type system. Now you have the new generation of desktop solutions, which are 64-bit. They can handle very complex computational tasks very efficiently. So we've seen the technology move very, very quickly in terms of platforms, and we continue to see that. At the same time, we've looked at as the 3D technologies expanded and become more complex in the sense that there's more and more you are doing in the 3D environment, you've seen some splitting. So yes, the history of many products might have started out in one area and then bifurcated, as it did with Alias, into Maya for kind of media and entertainment and studio tools for the design, conceptual design. And then you focus on areas where you see real needs emerging, and those will change over time as the processes themselves have changed, and the digital processes are very, very different today from what they were, 10 years, 15 years ago when these products started out. What people were trying to accomplish is very different.
Now, I know that you're also cross-platform for a variety of products, right?
Yes, we offer multiple platforms. If you look across our solutions in media and entertainment, we have solutions on Macintosh, on Windows, and on Linux, as well as on IRIX, which is the SGI operating system that some of our products started out on.
And a bit of news a lot of Maya enthusiasts on the Mac are going to be happy about is something you're announcing at the show, right?
Yeah, so obviously we announced Maya 9, and Maya 9 will be available for Mac OS 10 as well. We also announced Combustion at this show. We have a Combustion universal binary that we've been showing. So both of those are big, I suppose, big news for what we're doing with our products. The new platforms with the Mac Intel are showing some amazing performance capabilities. So we're very, very happy with the new solutions we've been showing here at the show. And we've had some really good feedback from customers looking at our new software on the new platforms.
If you were looking at a crystal ball and you had to think, where are we going to be in 5 years if we're sitting at SIGGRAPH and we're talking about 3D animation or 3D software, where do you think the trends are going? Where do you think we're looking at?
So I think there's several trends, and all of them are going to probably come across in the technology that you're seeing develop. I think the biggest challenge that remains the hurdle is simplifying the animation task, especially in character animation. There's a lot of work that is being done also in the simulation space, really, again, trying to simplify our ability to create very complex environments, models, and animations, whether it's characters or even animations of things such as hair, cloth, water, these kind of things. These are very computationally expensive now, as well as they require a lot of manual setting up of parameters, animation of parameters, etc. So I think we're going to still continue to see a lot of work happening in the simulation space, building more, better, stronger simulation technologies, better solvers for typical production problems. I also think that we are going to continue to see evolution in character animation capabilities to simplify the animation task, and especially for synthetic characters. You know, we've seen the evolution from Jurassic Park through to Gollum, through to now Davy Jones, for example, in Pirates of the Caribbean. So there's a natural evolution there, but still, those kind of animations are very, very expensive to create. They require a lot of work. They're highly, highly manual. And I think it will continue. In 5 years, we won't make this automatic in any way, shape, or form. The problems are way too complex to solve in that shorter time frame. But we will certainly see a lot of technology that will make it easier and more interactive to do.
Some other Macintosh news for our listeners is that you're launching a new version of Maya. Maya kind of is popping up in the movies these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been very extensively used for character animation, as well as other creation of visual effects within movies. We've seen a lot of movies come up recently which have extensive use, Maya, including such things as Pirates of the Caribbean, X-Men, as well as Monster House. The Amboli was some interesting CG animation. For example, The Amboli was a film which has just come out. I think we continue to see Maya extensively used in full CG productions, as well as big visual effects spectaculars, and of course, including much more independent, smaller productions.
Any favorite films at the moment that we should be paying attention to look for some effects made by Maya?
Well, I think Pirates of the Caribbean is the big one that everyone's talking about. It's definitely something that I would recommend people go and see. It's a pretty amazing what can be done with the technology these days to build believable characters.
And you also have a new version of Maya for the Mac, right?
Yes, that's right, Maya 8.
And when is this launching?
Maya 8 was launched yesterday, and it shipped yesterday as well. So we had the first electronic downloads available on our websites yesterday.
For somebody who's interested in learning about 3D animation, does Autodesk make it available for students? Is there tutorials available? Is there a community that people can learn about? And is there a way that they can get to that community?
Yes, we have actually a very extensive kind of educational department, which produces a lot of materials. We have educational programs, which we build directly with the universities. We help develop curriculum. We provide them with special pricing on education. We also have learning tools, which are self-learning type materials, and we have DVD tools as well as books, which can take everything from foundation to very complex animation tasks that a student can either work through by themselves or as part of a course. We also have our personal learning editions, and we've been expanding them. We actually just introduced here also Studio Tools personal learning edition. Again, personal learning editions enable students to work with our software at home and practice their techniques and skills. And then obviously if they have the tutorial type learning tools, that allow them to create animation by themselves at home using our solutions.
Are these available to students at no cost, or is there a fee to download and learn on these programs?
The personal learning editions are free, so there is options for students to learn to download the personal learning editions for free. The personal learning edition, essentially, we have several types of personal learning edition. Some of them are based on time-based, for example, 3DS Max. On the Maya side, the personal learning edition produces data sets which are encrypted, so they can't be loaded into production versions, but don't, for example, have the advantage that a student can produce materials without watermarking. And then some of our personal learning editions are watermarking, so it depends on the different type of product we have. But Maya personal learning edition 7 is still freely available. We tend to skip releases with our personal learning editions. We don't issue them for every release, and we're obviously going to continue to releasing new personal learning editions.
And where can our listeners to Mac Edition Radio learn more about Autodesk products?
Well, the best place, obviously, is the Autodesk website, www.autodesk.com/ME, which is the media and entertainment, or you can navigate directly from media and entertainment on the homepage. But that's where we put most of our information first. There are also we're also launching a brand new community site on the 22nd of August called www.the-area.com, which is a community site specially built around Max and Maya and Motion Builder for our users to have a dialogue directly with our R&D teams, but also to share information with other community members. There will be tips, tutorials, various learning materials, various users themselves will be able to upload scripts, for example, for sharing. So we're launching that as a general community site to share expertise and knowledge between our users.
And I think it's critical to reinforce in our listeners' minds that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's a huge community of people out there who are struggling with the same issues and may have solved your problem, and they are looking for that interchange, right?
Exactly. This is the thing we find, that whenever we can facilitate sharing of ideas, that many, many people have solved problems and are very willing to share their expertise with others, their insights, and we've seen that in many of our community forums, but there haven't always been necessarily easy vehicles for them to do that. So we want to develop a site where it would be easy for anyone to come and post materials if they wanted to share them. Also, we haven't really had a mechanism for ourselves for interfacing like that with our communities other than very specific product forums.
Well, I want to thank Maurice Patel of Autodesk for spending time with us today. Thanks a whole lot for being here, Maurice.
Oh, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you again at another SIGGRAPH.
Thanks a whole lot. For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Vogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2006 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.